Discipline is often misunderstood to mean punishment, a negative consequence for doing a negative behavior. But discipline really means to teach. By using positive discipline, we help our children avoid negative behaviors. Here are some examples of positive discipline. Ignore negative attention seeking. Tantrums, for example, are a child's reaction to not knowing how to express his anger or frustration any other way. It's very hard to resist giving in, but rewarding a child's tantrum will only ensure that he continues this strategy. Wait until your child calms down, and then talk about better ways to express himself. Reinforce positive behavior by giving lots of attention when children behave appropriately. Tell your child what a big help she is when being cooperative at bedtime or while grocery shopping. Redirect. The words no and don't get tuned out by little ears. Instead of telling children what not to do, give examples that are fun and better ways of behaving. Instead of stomping, let's practice walking on our tiptoes and see how quiet we can be. Remember to emphasize to your child that he is loved, but the behavior is not. Positive discipline teaches children to get along with others and feel good about themselves. These are lessons they will carry with them into adulthood. To learn more about this and other topics, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. I'm Linnea Anderson for Maryland Family Network and WYPR, your NPR news station.